Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
I make the motion.
Second by Chris.
I'll second.
Second by Kim. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number three, administrative and support staff compensation.
All right, there is a chart in your board packet that talks about the compensation, which we go through every May for the percent increase. So teachers have a salary schedule that gives them their increases, and admin and support staff are what the board votes on. So you can see if there's a 0% increase, what it would look like for the budget. Obviously, it keeps it the same. 2%, 2.5, 3, and 3.5. My recommendation is the 3%, as July CPI is 2.95%. So just keeping on track with that. But the board can do as it would like. Obviously, you guys then report coming out of here on what your suggestion is. So, thoughts?
I mean, I 3%, in my opinion. 3?
That's what I was thinking, too. 3?
Yeah. All right, so recommend to the board a 3% increase for administrative and support staff.
The chart is broken down much more in depth than, like, other years. So I know, like, Katie had emailed me some questions about it. So if you have questions on what each of those different categories are, or why they do or do not have the increase, because there's some other ones that don't have increases, feel free to ask either even between or during the meeting or whatever. But just a more information given than usually. Yeah. We just talk about the admin and the support, but this is broken up into lots of different categories. So. Okay.
Number 4, speech and language pathologist.
Okay. Fall of 2023, we had a 60% speech and language pathologist who got long COVID and never came back from that. So she was out from like the third week in September. So because that's a special ed service, we have to provide those services. What we ended up doing is our full-time speech and language pathologist picked up that caseload, literally did 1.6 of FTEs. So we paid her over, overload schedule, but obviously that's not something she could sustain. But we tried working with CESA. That employee was a CESA employee. We tried working with CESA to fill that position. They didn't have anybody. In spring, we did a couple things. We left the posting open the whole school year, had nobody. We tried working with CESA. CESA had nobody. In spring, we then made that position a full-time position to try to attract somebody, pulled it into as a Krivitz position to attract somebody. Still didn't get anyone. In fall, we made one of the special ed paraprofessionals full-time to give her some time to support that speech and language therapist pathologist that we do have, and get her some support. But she's still doing that job. She has support, but she's still doing that job. Again, not sustainable. We need to find something. Our only options basically are online, virtual speech therapy, which is not ideal. Nobody wants to do it.
Is that what Wasaki's doing?
Wasaki does do it, yep.
Yep, I thought
so. We had someone apply that to do virtual as a person, or there are companies that we could contract with. So in working with our director of special ed, I kind of said, what do you think? Like, we are gonna have to do virtual one way or the other. She would like to try it for a year doing it, contracting with a person, like giving them a regular, it would be a teacher's contract is what the speech and language pathologist has, for 4 days a week to do virtual speech lessons. Because she just felt like then that's our employee, we have more oversight over it rather than contracting with a company. The cost is comparable. The company's a little bit higher, like if we went through a contracted company. So that's what we're looking at. We have it all like ready to go. I just wanted to bring it to the board because I did not feel comfortable making that decision without you guys knowing and approving moving from an in-person position to an online, like a 100% virtual position.
What age students are we talking about?
Well, we do, so what we will do is give this person, the older students that are usually, like, as they get older with speech, some of them grow out of it, some of them have had speech for so long that they develop out of it, and some of them are on monitor only, or there's not a lot of growth that can happen. So we would give her the older students. I couldn't tell you. I would say probably anyone that we have in high school, which there's only a couple, middle school, again, a couple, and then probably like fifth and sixth grade. She'll also help with evaluations for the other speech therapists so that the speech therapist can see more kids and not have to do like the paperwork behind it, kind of. So we can adjust things that way. And she's good with that too. That's easier to do virtually. Obviously the paperwork is versus seeing students and actually doing the therapy. So again, I am bringing it to you because we don't really have a choice. We have to do virtual, because we can't find a person, but we're looking at giving this person like an actual contract. Versus
an employee.
Like an employee. Yeah. Yes, she would be an employee on our insurance, our employee, but 100% virtual. And that's just, I know it's 2025, but that's so different for a school. We don't do those things. So, again, that's why I'm bringing it to you, because I just feel like it's different.
And where does she live?
Milwaukee area. So in the state of Wisconsin.
Okay.
But
is she going to come up and at least meet these kids, or is it all going to be?
Most of it will be virtual. We did put in her contract about if there is any required time, like paying mileage. But
I just thought maybe it would be easier, especially the little ones.
Well, she won't have anyone too young.
Oh, okay.
So that's the, like,
right.
Our other speech therapist will take
the ones,
the really
okay,
young
good.
Ones.
Okay.
So.
I don't have a problem with it.
I don't. Okay. All right. So we'll recommend the.
It's Lauren. Starts with an E. I have no idea how to say her last name.
Exact.
So with that, let me go to my agenda to make sure I have it correct. It is under information discussion. However, when it comes to items for action, it is just her name, her position for the approval, for the appointment. Okay. So if you're good with it, you approve her when we get to appointments. If the board would not like to do that and would rather go through a company, then you obviously don't make a motion or deny it, whatever, vote against it, whatever you want.
Doesn't Wisaki do a company?
They do a company.
And how, do you have any idea?
Huddle
how
up. Huh? The Huddle Up is the name of the company.
And have they had any trouble? Or?
They've. That depends on your definition of trouble. There was, I guess, some issues. However, they handled it with the company. The company was responsive and handled it appropriately. It's high cost, and they hit you. With anything with virtual, it just, there's hiccups. It's not always the best, but it's not any issue with the company, or it's just kind of, it's hard to provide educational services virtually. Well, it's not ideal.
I think Stacy's right, going with a person.
The person.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Number five, community education supervisor position.
Okay, I believe it was just last month you guys approved or accepted the resignation of our community ed supervisor. So community ed supervisors we have not had a consistent person in there for super long since Jolene left in the spring of 2022. I just, before I put out, to advertise or I have somebody interested in it, I'm asking the board if there's anything you want to change with the position. We had, last time, we had talked about, I guess I don't know that the board talked about it, but at the advisory council meeting, we talked about their desire to have it full-time, but they agreed that at this point, with what's running, it doesn't necessarily warrant being full-time. If we get the right person in there who's very motivated and does a lot of things and brings in a lot, it has a potential to go to full time. Right now, as it is, with the 28 hours, at about, the starting pay is 15. That doesn't mean that we have to pay that person, but that's like the bottom. Again, we're just not, I can't even say that it's the position that's the issue. I mean, people yeah. just have their own thing. With Stephanie's, it was her personal stuff that, you know, she had to leave. And the person before that took a different position within the district, just wanted to do something different. So, again, I'm bringing it to you guys. There's lots of ways that it could change or grow, but the full-time versus part-time, you combine it with some other duties within the school to make it full-time, but then if the community ed job itself grows, then I
wouldn't be in favor of going right to full-time.
Okay.
I think that could be, like, if somebody's interested and you talk to them and you tell them that we want the program to grow, and their time would grow. It's mm-hmm. not, you know, because like you said, right now, but I'm not sure $15 an hour is enough. I'm not, you know.
Yeah. And again, we don't have to hire. I mean, we have some leeway with that.
We've
that's the bottom.
You.
That's the bottom. You know, it's nothing below that, but it depending on experience
yeah.
or if
well,
it's someone from within the district, what they're making already, like we can be
well,
flexible on that to an extent.
Now,
but
at a point when I first started, I was just doing community ed, and then I was doing NWTC. I was the coordinator right in school.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then when they went on their own, I was the copy person
mm-hmm.
and community ed. So, mm-hmm. yeah, if you know, maybe then they'd stay. I don't know. But it's hard with what we've got
mm-hmm.
to even think of doing a full-time, because they'd have to really bust butt. It takes a while.
There's definitely a learning curve to the
yes.
position, too. It's unique. It's
yep.
different. Not only learning the programs that are running, but the regulations around. It's not complicated,
no,
but it's specific.
Yep.
And then going out and getting it. And we've tried, when I've been filling in, tried adding some different classes and stuff. Like our art teacher offered a couple different art classes to the public and didn't have anyone sign up. But that doesn't mean not to keep doing it.
No.
It's just sometimes it doesn't work for people, or, you know, like you see it and you're just like, oh yeah, but the more you see it, then it's like, I need to make time for that. And
but your sourdough class that you just pulled out of.
I didn't do any of it. I mean,
I
coordinated
like
with the person.
20
but,
of us there.
Yeah.
And it went well. So.
Yeah. And just finding other things like that. I put a thing out last summer or two summers ago, I don't remember, on Facebook asking like what kind of things the community would like, and then it's finding an instructor that is competent and confident
yeah.
to teach those
yep.
classes and get it all, because the whole background in community ed is to get the school facilities used by the community outside of the school hours, so not just for sports, but like we have the home ec room, like
yeah.
the women's club have done the cooking class in the summer,
yeah.
which is great. Back in the day, there were woodworking classes in the shop in the evenings. I mean,
auto tune-up.
Yeah, like, but finding people to do that,
yeah.
and it—that's where you know the community ed program has room to grow. Those
yeah.
are the things I'd love to see. And just because we offer them and nobody signs up, like just being tenacious and keep
yeah.
going, not get discouraged. And there's a lot of networking opportunities. When I was looking into, I put together a big binder with information for the new community ed supervisor, Pulaski, Shawano, and
yep.
then some others on the, especially on the western side of the state, have really, really big, thriving community ed programs. So, like, connecting with them
and they can give you
they may or may not
things.
Have been the person
yeah.
who helped expand it, but at least they know where they're
yeah.
at now and what they can run. I think it was Pulaski's, like, they run a trip for
yeah.
like community ed, like. Not elderly, but
older.
Yeah, adults,
yeah.
like not kids, like the adults can go on a trip to Washington, D.C. together. Like they just do all these really cool things. And I think in our community, especially with our retired community, like
yeah.
people come up to their cabins, like looking for things to do. Again, I know we throw out things and it doesn't always happen
yeah.
or
yeah.
like we can't do it, but just really get going. And I think it does have the potential to be
yeah.
much better and bigger than it is.
When we started community ed, the school board hired me And then we went to Pulaski, and the person that was doing community ed then was an NWTC employee too.
Oh.
So we used to get their flyer all the time and use some of their ideas. But you know, and then people aren't used to looking for these programs anymore.
And I think part of I agree. You know. And part of it's getting the word out. Like when I've stepped in, like I've sent stuff to like Maricopa Elderly Services, NWTC, and CYI. Like just that's just like my regular people that I connect with. But I'm sure there's much more options. Plus we put it in the newsletter that goes home, but that connects more to school.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's other places to get the word out. That was just my like three that I hit regularly. Kim, what are your thoughts?
Do you care?
Yeah.
Can
I
you
care.
Teach?
Photography.
Probably.
Yeah.
Or editing, even. Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, keep
we
going.
Could use her.
Yeah, I think part-time for now.
Yeah.
I think that there's a lot of, probably a lot of moms out there that don't mind it being part-time, especially with ones that have little ones that are about to join school. Maybe they want to, you know, have the part-time so they can work on the days that their kid is in school. You know, when my youngest went to school 2 days a week, that's when I got a part-time job.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for me, I don't think full-time is right for everyone. I think there's a lot of people that look for that, you know, that middle ground. So I don't necessarily think that's the problem.
No.
And I don't, again, I don't necessarily right think, fit. Like, the last two people that did it left because of any real big issues, but I just, again, like it feels like it's been a revolving door, and maybe because when someone leaves it falls to me, so maybe it's just to me it feels like a revolving door, but I just I want it to be successful. I really, really enjoy the community ed. I think it's an awesome program that has a lot of potential.
It's a very good program.
So I just don't want to miss something.
Yeah.
You know, like if you guys have ideas or thoughts, I don't want to just miss something with it before we completely move forward. But
I just
Amy?
Think.
Oh, sorry.
I just, you know, there's a lot of things we could do, like with the senior citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it would take somebody to go and talk to the
elderly.
Yeah, they have those lunches there. If you
I've gone there before and done painting classes with them. And
And
stuff
I've
like
talked
that.
To them about computer classes and helping the seniors with their phones.
Mm-hmm.
If we could find even a student that would do it for a minimal charge.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I did go to elderly services for their taco lunch day during the referendum to talk to them about, you know, like, because they had a big old crowd there.
Yeah.
And
yeah, they do get a lot
they
of
get
people.
A lot.
They do.
But
and it was
of,
really
a
good
lot
conversation.
Of them only come out for those events.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's their opportunity to connect with
yep.
I've gone
people.
To the senior thing over at, there's a golf place in Marinette. Little River.
Little River?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have that in the spring, and they have a bunch of people come up and talk. And they did a thing, some high school sent a busload of kids up there, and they separated it out this year, and the tables were full. People were standing in line waiting to talk to these people.
Mm.
So, and they're always a good, you know.
Any thoughts?
I mean, I think we advertise it as part-time, and if we don't get anybody, we talk about it again next month.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm good.
I mean,
is there other places
I know.
We can advertise.
I know. I have some internally that I think are interested. I just wanted to make sure that the board's on board with keeping it the way that it is.
That's my
biggest like question is just making sure you like. Do you want to add in other duties to make it full time? Do you want to just make it full time? Do you want to make it above the threshold of requiring benefits? Not necessarily up to 40 hours. Like just but. I don't think I'll have a problem with that part. I just want to make sure that the board's in tune with keeping it the way that it is and not needing to make changes.
And, you know, with the potential to grow.
Okay.
So.
Good.
Okay, so keep it the way it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I mean, honestly, I don't know if it is on for, it is.
It is.
For action, so you can skip it because it really doesn't need to. I mean, you can update it from coming out of committee. You know, just update them, and we can do it during discussion. But then during action, nothing. If we're keeping it the same, nothing needs to be done.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
I make the motion.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kim, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. We're adjourned at 5:35.